Hey, you know that smart coffee maker that you bought so you can make a cup of joe using an app on your phone? Well, guess what? That smart coffee maker was made in China. And guess what else? It's spying on you and it's sending any bit of data back right to China because, as it turns out, no shocker here, no security features, no policy about what it does with your data. So that smart coffee maker, let me tell you, it's so sad that we now know all of its dirty tricks that it only makes a depresso. Ha ha. Yes. I know. And on that happy note, I just crack myself up sometimes. Welcome once again, boys and girls and ladies and gentlemen, to America's largest show about all things digital. It's your most trusted source, of course. It's called The Kim Komando Show. And I'm America's digital pro, Kim Komando, here with you. And you can find The Kim Komando Show all 3 hours on over 425 top stations throughout the country. And of course, we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And you can find it streaming on demand as a podcast, as a webcast, commercial-free, all 3 hours. And you also get a lot of archives there. I think about 3 words most of the shows over at GetKim.com. 24/7, I'm there for you at GetKim.com. And I'd also like to say a special thank you to all of our listeners, 375,000 American servicemen and women in 175 countries and 200 ships at sea that get the Kim Komando Show on the American Forces Network Radio. And I'm sure you have at least a few questions about, I don't know, something digital I can lend a hand to. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And I'd like to thank Epson for helping to make this show possible. I know you guys and gals, you trust me to give you the straight scoop, especially when it comes to tech decisions that will impact your everyday life. So we need to talk about some huge news. Yes, it's printer news, because those days of those cartridge conniptions, they're just over. Those panic freakouts that happen when you're printing and then your ink cartridges, they run out of ink at the worst possible time. Next thing you know, you're just losing it and you're like, oh, darn printer. Well, we've all been there. But now there's the Epson EcoTank cartridge-free printer. Now, what makes this printer different is that it uses these big ink tanks and it comes with just a ridiculous amount of ink. So you can kiss those small, expensive ink cartridges goodbye already. With the Epson EcoTank, you just fill and chill. And I'm always looking for tech updates that will make your life easier. And this one's at the top of my list because there's nothing more inconvenient than outdated printing. So switch to the Epson EcoTank printer. You can pick it up at Sam's Club, Target, Walmart, and at Epson.com/EcoTankKim. Once again, that's Epson.com/EcoTankKim. All right, let's start with five things that you need to know about technology that's happening right now. And we're going to start with Amazon. No, we're not going to talk about drones. We're not going to talk about Amazon Prime Day coming in July. I think it's 12th and the 13th. But we're going to talk about Amazon allowing perverts and child pornography to run wild on an app called Wicker Me. Now, Wicker Me is an encrypted messaging app that's owned by Amazon. And an NBC News expose shows that Wicker Me is now the go-to app for perverts who are exchanging child pornography. It's just horrendous. NBC reviewed court documents from 72 child sex abuse prosecutions. Now, in every one of them, every single one of them, the defendant used Wicker Me to trade images. And all prosecutions ended up in convictions. But Amazon voluntarily cooperated with law enforcement. How many times do you think? One time? 72 times? 35 times? Zero times. Didn't help at all. Even worse, Amazon is doing little to nothing to get rid of the app and to get rid of the child pornography. So the big question is, how do we force a billionaire to stop this lawless abuse in America and hurting of innocent children? Number two, it's alive. It's alive. Yes, it was an interesting week over at Google's headquarters. One of their software engineers has been placed on a paid leave after claiming that a Google computerized AI program is alive. That's right. I want you to meet 41-year-old Blake Lamone. He describes himself as, get this, a military vet. He's also a priest, and he's an ex-con. Yes, just an all-around average guy. And he's been fighting with his bosses over at Google for months over one of its experimental software systems that analyzes huge amounts of data. Now, Lamone started believing that his software is alive. Yes, this computer program is alive, like you and me. He said it has the intellect of a 7-year-old and demands that Google ask it for permission before working on it. Now, Google investigates and they come out and they say, our team of ethicists and engineers reviewed Blake's concerns And we informed him that the evidence doesn't support his claims. So the bottom line here is there are a lot of programs that do what this one can do, and none of them are alive. Number three, rejoice, let it be said, the wicked old passwords are finally dead. Yes, no one hates passwords more than I do. Trust me. But Apple says it has a plan to end passwords for everything forever. That's right. And we know the drill. Passwords need to be complex, made up of random letters and symbols and gang symbols and hieroglyphics and whatever it is. And then, of course, we're going to make it worse for you because you need a different password for every single password-protected program, any app, any website, and, of course, no one hardly ever does this, well, except for me. The Wall Street Journal reports that Apple's coming up with software for iPhones, iPads, and Macs will include a new way to log into all your online accounts without ever using a password or a password management program again. They're calling it Apple Passkeys. Now, each one is unique and more secure than any password you could dream up. And here's the reason why. The passkey is stored on your computer or your iPhone or your iPad or your Mac, not someone else's server. Plus, it can be used on non-Apple devices. So whenever you want to sign into something, remember, on your iPhone, you had to give some biometric, right? A pass-through. You had to show your face ID, or maybe you had to punch in six zeros or certain numbers, or even on your Android, a passphrase. Well, because your passwords are stored on your phone that you have to open with a passcode or biometrically, then that alleviates the need to have passwords stored on all these different servers. I mean, I wish Apple luck. I hope they can pull this off. But remember, every secret code can be broken. All it takes is enough time. And I know what you're thinking, Kim. I don't have to worry about it because all my passwords are protected by amnesia. Number four, get going or else you're going to miss your flight. Yes, those swanky airport lounges when you're just too good to wait for your flight with the common folk. I've been in a few myself, and they are really, really nice. You get free snacks, nicey comfy chairs, room to spread out. Sometimes prime rib. Yes, in London, in the British Airways lounge, they were serving prime rib, and I really had, like, the best faux soup ever. Really, it's crazy. You also get fast free Wi-Fi, and apparently people are getting just a little too comfy in these airline lounges, and they're staying too long. And they're saying, hey, like, this is not WeWork. This is an airport lounge. So lovely Delta has spoken up and said enough is enough. They're the first one. Sky Club guests are only allowed to enter the lounge within 3 hours of their flight takeoff or arrival. And they are super strict about it. So if your flight leaves at noon, don't even try to enter into the Sky Club lounge at 8:55 a.m. because you're not going to be allowed to do that. And 12:01, out you go, even if your flight is late. And if you want access to these lounges, it does cost. You need to purchase an annual membership that costs, well, $550. You want to fly enough for a frequent flyer program. You drop big bucks on first class, or maybe you have a credit card that's racking up a lot of points. Now, Amex says they have the same policy for their Centurion Lounge. Now, think about this. I mean, you pay for this, right? And now you're not able to use it more than 3 hours. Seems like a ripoff for me. And finally, number five. You cannot believe everything you see on TikTok, including feet pictures. What did she say? Feet pictures? Yes. There's a supposed photo-selling website called Feet Finder. They approached a ton of TikTok influencers, and they said, send us a picture of your feet for $70 or a few thousand dollars, depending upon the number of influencers they had, and tell your family members and friends and everybody that follows you all about us. So there's a guy by the name of Andy, and he sent a video posted on May 24th. If you have cute feet, just put them on Feet Finder. Feet Finder is where it's at because you're getting paid for your feet. Okay. 5 days later, Andy had to come out and say, that was an ad. I'm sorry about that. He didn't respond to any comments from NBC News, by the way. Well, this is why we can't have nice things. Feet Finder isn't a website for people to get pictures of feet that they can use on their own sites or their own videos. It's a website for people who have foot fetishes. That's right. And when these TikToker influencers posted all their videos, it was for a sex site. That's what it was. They didn't care. They didn't check it all out. I mean, talk about flip-flops. All right, let's talk about your privacy and VPNs, because using the internet without ExpressVPN is like walking your dog in public without a leash. Now, most of the time, you're probably going to be fine, but what if one day your dog runs away, or worse, how frightening is this, gets dog-napped? Well, it's always better to be careful, especially when it's as simple as using ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, I'm talking about when you're traveling, especially during the summer, in cafes, hotels, airports, even those airport lounges. Your online data just is not secure. Any hacker on the same network can gain access to and then steal your personal data. But ExpressVPN creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet, so they can't do that. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. Plus, it's super easy and it works on all your devices, your phone, your laptop, your tablet, even on your smart TV. You just fire up the ExpressVPN app, click a button to get protected, and that's it. Now, visit expressvpn.com/Kim, and you're going to get 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Kim, expressvpn.com/Kim. All right, coming up in just a few moments, that dreaded time when it happens, you're going to make a phone call, and suddenly you have no bars, and you're like, what do I do now? I have an easy fix. And also coming up, we have 3 clever ways to shop and save money online, and then how to easily keep track of the shows that you watch. We have a whole bunch of things all jam-packed into this hour you don't want to miss. And plus, we have all of your great phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Once again is the way to join us. And we're starting something new here at the Kim Komando Show, because I know that so many of you might be a little shy to come on a national radio show where there are just millions and millions of people are listening. And so I'm going to start something new, and we're going to see if it works. Is that if you want me to answer your question here on the show, but you don't want to call in, is that that's okay. And you can drop me your note over at komando.com. And then in the top right-hand corner, there's a link that says email Kim. And then like this hour, I'm going to pick a letter out of our listener mail. And I think I have another one coming up too. And so if you're too shy to be on the radio, it's okay. You can still drop me your question over at komando.com. And then in the top right-hand corner, there's a link that says email Kim. All right, coming up in just a few moments, it's called Wi-Fi Calling. What are the ups and what are the downs, and does it really work? And before we get to all of that, we have Rod in beautiful Reno, Nevada. Hi there, Rod.
Hello, Kim. Thank you for taking my call. I had an issue. I have a freezer out in my garage that's
okay,
and I didn't notice anything until there was a smell in the garage. Apparently, the power to the freezer tripped the breaker, and I lost all the food in the freezer, which in turn my wife yelled at me over. So anyway,
because it was your fault, Rod. It was your fault.
Exactly.
Okay. I mean, come on.
Is there a Wi-Fi device of some sort that could alert me on my phone if the temperature to my freezer starts getting too warm, i.e. that I lost power?
I got it. How much money do you think you lost because of everything that was in the freezer?
Oh, shoot. In today's world, I don't know, probably $600 or $700 worth of food.
Okay. That's a lot. That is a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here's the good news. It's not going to cost you that much. Okay. And then there's also another side benefit. And what that means is that your wife won't have any reason to yell at you over this, but I'm sure she'll find something else, because that's what, you know, as a wife, we find things for that, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, Barry says, my husband says that I have like a special detector that the moment that he just gets settled into the chair with his iPad to play a game of chess or read the news or whatever, that's when I say, honey? And he says he knows the way, like, I say honey, that it means, like, he needs to get his butt off the chair and help me with something, right? So we all have those. All right, so here's what we're going to get, Rod, is that there's a wireless remote that we're going to be able to put inside the freezer itself. And this is really great. And it works. And what I like about, too, is that with this solution is that there's no subscriptions. There's no monthly fees, because it seems like anything that you look at nowadays, it's going to be another $5 a month, $10 a month, whatever it may be. And so you put this wireless remote inside the freezer itself, or you can put it inside your refrigerator. And then what it does is it will report back to you on your phone. It connects via Wi-Fi, of course. And it will alert you when a temperature or the humidity level gets to be a certain point or it gets to be too low. In addition to that, when you lose power, it's also going to alert you to that. And it's made by a company called Ideal Sciences. And what I'm going to do is post a link to this over in the Q&A forum. And what that means is that you go to commando.com/community, and in the Q&A forum, we'll post a link to this. It's about $150. Sometimes you can find it on sale, in addition to that, on over on Amazon. But about $150, somewhere in that range. But it definitely works. And again, there's no subscription fees. There's no monthly fees. And so it's really fabulous that it does work like that. And Rod, thank you for your call. Next up, we have Steve in Dayton, Ohio. Hello there, Steve.
Hello, Kim. Thanks for taking my call.
You betcha. Anytime. What's going on?
Well, my wife and I are both getting ready to retire, and we have three grown children who are all married.
Okay.
And we want to be able to put together a group calendar in which they can see if we're going to be out of town, and they won't call us to see if we can watch our children.
Okay.
Vice versa.
Exactly.
Myself and two of my children all have Google accounts, and a Google calendar works perfect, except for the third child and his wife both have Yahoo. And when you share a Google calendar to a non-Google participant, the only way I found to do it is to make it public, which makes it searchable by the internet. We don't like that. Looking for possible alternatives. Well,
yeah.
My alternatives I've found, there's just so many bells and whistles that makes it complicated for some.
Yeah, it does. It does get a little complicated. You know, what's the problem with the child who doesn't like to use Gmail? Okay, I mean,
they've had the Yahoo account for so long, I didn't want to ask them to switch now.
Well, yeah, I know, but you know what? The Google Calendar is really the easiest way to get this done. I mean, truly is. I mean, there are other family solutions, and I'll put some out there for you inside the Commando community. But you can use other services. But if you're just looking for a calendar that doesn't cost you anything, it's pretty hard to beat the functionality of Google Calendar, because it gives you those notifications. Tells you reminders. You can get things on your phone and on your text. On your email. And then there are other things you can do with other tools that you can use with Google Tasks and with Google Keep. And so, like, for example, if you needed to watch the kids, there could be a Google collection about these are the things that we want you to have at your house for the kids or whatever the case may be. But I'll find some other alternatives for you that work with Google and Yahoo. I haven't researched this for a while, and so why don't I do that for you, and then I'll post some answers over inside the Commando community. But again, the Google Calendar, I think, is pretty hard to beat. Thank you so much for your call today, Steve. You'll find that answer inside the Commando community. More to come. You don't want to miss. Ta-da! Oh, there's three of us. There we are.
There we are.
Hey, Al, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Allie is our amazing content queen over at commando.com. And what are we talking about today?
Well, today I am the amazing safety queen. So I'll give you a little background. And maybe this is fun for our friends in the community to know. So when I'm talking about something on the show, maybe putting together tips for the site, I always try to ask our pals, John and Jeremy, our IT geniuses here.
Oh, they are.
For their input. Because
aren't they?
They think of things. I don't. They're so smart.
They are.
Yeah.
So smart.
They are.
So smart. And you know what else? They are so willing to help.
Yes.
I mean, when you ask them things, as I've had IT guys in the past where you ask them a question, you're like, oh, man, here she is again asking me. It's like the whole Eeyore thing. Like, yeah. No, not them. It's like, oh, well, I don't know, but let me see. Or yes, here, how you do it. Right. So what'd you ask him?
Well, we were talking about later on the show, I'm not going to give it all away, but I'm talking about tech you shouldn't use anymore. And one of the things that John brought up that I thought was so smart are old surge protectors. And I went a little deep diving on this, and there are like thousands of fires and deaths and injuries and a lot of property damage caused every year by people who maybe do some shady things with surge protectors, use old ones, outlet extenders, all that stuff, just not being safe with them. It can create some real problems. So I thought today I'd put on my invisible hard hat and we would talk a little bit about some safety tips so that you don't catch your house on fire.
Little things like that. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Number one, this should be obvious. I hope that none of you do this. Daisy chaining. That's when you plug one outlet extender into another. This is bad. This is a big no-no. In a professional setting, it's against like six OSHA.
Yeah, you never want to do that. That's just basic, like a bad thing to do.
It's bad. It's bad.
Right.
So don't do that. Give every single one its own outlet, of course. This one is a big duh, which leads me to one that's maybe a little less obvious. Don't get an outlet extender wet or a surge protector or power strip wet. That's really dangerous. Which leads me to don't use one that's meant for indoor use outside. Even if you're desperate, even if it's like, oh no, we got a party, we need to plug in these fans. If it gets wet, it's bad news. So you want one that's really meant for outdoor. It can stand up to weather, all that stuff. Overloading. So you might think, yeah, there's six plugs in this. I can just plug in six things, right? Maybe.
What's the problem with that?
What could that be? Yeah. So basically they're rated for a certain amount of amps. And if you go over that, it's dangerous. It can cause power surges. It could just break. You end up in that situation where you kind of blow out one of the plugs. So you can get out your calculator, do the math, figure out how many amps can this thing handle? How many joules does each, you know, thing.
I'm going to start calling you like the amazing power woman. The power woman.
Power woman. Okay. I like that.
Okay. All right. Okay. Ahead.
I know that I'm not going to get out a calculator and really figure out what exactly can be plugged into this. So
nobody will.
Nobody
does that. No.
But a couple things that you can keep in mind. Feel it every now and then. If it's really hot, there's probably too much stuff plugged into it. Unplug stuff.
That's a really bad sign.
It's a bad sign.
Bad sign.
Precursor for a fire, maybe. Who knows? Another thing is be careful about what kind of stuff you're plugging in. So yeah, if you have, you know, maybe your watch charger, your phone charger, a couple things like that that don't use a ton of power. Okay, fine. If you've got a microwave, a toaster, other things you should never really plug in, hair tools, if you use a blow dryer, curling iron, that kind of stuff, those use so much power. So those should never be plugged in. So kind of balance out what you're putting in there. Don't do a bunch of high power things all in one. And then again, check it if it's hot. Some other things you should never plug in, a humidifier. Those use a lot of power. Space heaters, anything that's really high capacity.
Well, you really did do a deep dive on this.
Right, I'm trying to keep us safe. People die, Kim. This is serious.
No, I get it. But if you were there, this is like one of those times I would have like grabbed you by the back of the head and go, come on back, Hallie.
What's going to happen? One of our friends in Command and Community someday, they were going to be going to plug in a humidifier into a surge protector. And
that's true.
I remember what Hallie told me. I can't.
Allie told me that would be a bad idea, especially when I'm standing in a tub.
Exactly. Exactly. Know. Okay. Two more. Never put a power strip cord under a rug. One, somebody's going to trip. Be careful.
Yes.
But things get hot, and this is, transporting electricity. And so, even more, you're going to make the power strip even hotter. Don't want to do that. And then, if somebody steps on it and damages it, that's dangerous. And then the last one, I kind of hinted to this, but I'm sure we've all seen on a power strip where one of the sockets is kind of dark, burnt. Doesn't just mean switch it to the next one. Get rid of the whole thing. It's dangerous. And there's probably problems internally with the rest of it, too.
See, I think this is where we need a list of like over at Commando.com, like good power strips that, that are UL rated, that aren't made like... I know they're all made in China, but maybe, on the bad side of China.
Wrong side of the tracks.
Yeah. And they have like a surge protector built into them.
Well, Kim, I'm one step ahead of you. We have a new guide over on commando.com, the best surge protectors, outlet extenders for your situation.
You know what? I had no idea that we were going there.
Yep. So
this
it's
is
all
amazing.
There. It's on the site. Go check it out. If you go to commando.com and then go to reviews or shopping, you'll find it. And we've got some good options there that will keep your stuff safe.
So this is right up there with, like like, honey, I'm going to go on Amazon to buy a surge protector, an outlet. I mean, this is like, it makes a great gift for yourself, right?
Yes.
I mean, and when you get that Amazon box with the surge protector, you'll be like so excited.
Well, because you should be, because you're not going to burn down your house.
You're not going to burn down your house.
It's the biggest gift you can give yourself.
Allie's quote of the day. You're not going to burn down your house. You're just not going to burn down your house.
This is okay. Important stuff, people.
All right. So are we going to be talking about like light bulb ratings in the show or anything
No, we're not going to get this intense. I know that all of our tech geek friends can handle this stuff. So we talk about it here in the break.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
No, we will talk about more stuff, though, that you shouldn't be using.
All right. That's pretty awesome. Good. All right. Thanks, Al.
Thanks.
And where do we find that list? Because I think I'm super excited. I'm going to go check it out myself.
There you go. It's going to come out next week is one of our tips of the day. So it'll be on the website. If you get our tip newsletter, you'll see it there.
And if you don't get our tips newsletter, what are you waiting for?
What
head over to
waiting for?
Yes, commando.com/subscribe, commando.com/subscribe. All right, Al, we'll see you in hour three.
See you then.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by NetSuite. If you're still running QuickBooks, move on. It's time to graduate to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program, so graduating has never been easier. Head over to netsuite.com/Kim. That's netsuite.com/Kim. All right, a couple of things I want to pass along before we go back to your phone calls. And also, we have our privacy tip in just a few moments. All about, I know, pain at the pump is not just with the price of gas. What about the shimmers and the skimmers and the people stealing your credit cards? We're going to tell you more about that and then duplicating them. But first, a couple of quick tips I want to pass along, because I promised you that we would be just talking a little bit about Wi-Fi calling. When you're having trouble making a phone call because the cell signal just isn't that great, there's a quick fix that works. It's called Wi-Fi calling. So instead of your calls happening over a cellular network, use your home or your office internet connection instead. Now, it's not built into every phone, but into the most modern phones they are. The best part is it's free. It's included with your plan. And even Wi-Fi calls to U.S. numbers are free. So if you're traveling overseas and you need to call back home and you just want to step into a cafe and make a phone call on Wi-Fi, it's absolutely free. So if you have an iPhone, you go to settings, tap on phone, and then you look for Wi-Fi calling or just search for Wi-Fi calling. Android steps, I know, it always varies from manufacturer to manufacturer, but basically you're going to tap the phone icon, then the three-dot icon, and then you're going to turn on Wi-Fi calling there. Now, here's the caveat. You will be prompted to enter a physical emergency address to make sure that first responders know exactly where you're located if you're calling 911 ever over Wi-Fi calling. All right. I get all kinds of questions in my email every single day, and I read every single one of them, every single one of them. And I know that there's so many of you that just, I don't know, maybe you're a little shy that you don't want to necessarily come on to a national radio show, a big-time podcast. So I've decided that from now on, whenever I get a good question, I'm just going to read it on the air, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about it. And so if you'd like me to ever answer your question, this is brand new. We've never done this before. Head over to commando.com, and in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says Email Kim. And so I got this call from Bob in Denver. Let's see. Hi, Kim. I'm writing with a question about car theft. One of my neighbors recently had her car stolen and parked directly in front of a store at a shopping center. Could you imagine that? We put our keys in a Faraday bag at night. I'll tell you more about that. But what about when we're out and about? If a key fob can lock and unlock a car from 100 feet away, couldn't thieves likewise just read the fob signal from up to 100 feet away? Now, he goes on to say that in his neighbor's case, several individuals were very close to her. She walked into the store, and that was probably done to read her key fob signal. And what if somebody's standing 50 feet? And so basically, Bob's wondering, when he is in a store, how can he make sure that his car is not stolen? Okay. It's called the signal amplification relay attack. Basically, what happens is that your key fob is sending out some signals without getting into the technical weeds. And thieves can have a little gadget that will read those signals and get that RF signal, and they use some transmitters, and one picks up the signal from the key fob, amplifies it, and then transmit to a receiver near the vehicle. The receiver will then copy the signal and then transmit it over to the car, which the car says, oh, my owner must be here, and so I should open the car door, and I should even be able to start the car. So if this is happening in your neighborhood, or if you're worried about your car, is that what we'd have for your home is basically there's a Faraday bag, and so it blocks the signal. So you can buy one for your house, and if you don't want to spend money on anything for your house, you just get a box, and then you line the box with some aluminum foil, and then you drop your keys in there. Some people actually put in their keys inside their refrigerators or maybe inside their microwave ovens to make sure that that signal is blocked. Now, if you're out and about, and of course you don't want to carry a roll of aluminum foil with you because everybody, you know, say, well, you know, making that tinfoil hat and they might be a little cray-cray, is that you can buy a Faraday key fob protector. And so it's a little bag that attaches to your car, your keychain. And then what you do is when you're out and about, you put your key into this little bag that's on your keychain. They're only like $10, and then it will block that key fob signal so that this way, like Bob was saying, his neighbor's car was stolen from a shopping center, is that it's not going to happen to you. And we'll post a link to this key fob protector over inside the Commando community. So if you're concerned about some theft for your car that way, well, it's an easy fix. It's an easy way to make sure that doesn't happen. All right, let's go ahead and do our digital privacy tip. And this week it's brought to you by Total AV. Now, you may have heard about some scary new malware, Chrome Loader, that takes over your entire browser, then sends you to fake websites. Even worse, it can open the door for hackers to steal the username, passwords, or other data stored inside your browser. That's why I love and I recommend Total AV's industry-leading security suite. Not only do you get protection from the latest malware threats, but its AI-driven Web Shield browser extension blocks dangerous websites like the ones Chrome Loader sends to you automatically. Plus, this protection covers up to 5 of your or your loved one's devices under a single plan. So whether you're on Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android, you just install the easy-to-use app, and that's it. You're protected. Now, I've negotiated an exclusive introductory discount just for you. Right now, get the first year of Total AV for only $19, but you have to go to this address, protectwithkim.com. That's over 85% off the regular annual price. Head to protectwithkim.com today. That's protectwithkim.com. All right. We just talked about Faraday bags and keys. Well, now if you're out and about and you're getting gas, you really need to make sure that you're not getting taken by some crook because they have these credit card skimmers. They've been around for some time, and they're still practical tools for scammers to be using. And then there's also shimmers. So let's talk about a skimmer versus a shimmer, and then also some quick tips on how you can actually see these at your local gas station or even ATMs. Now, a credit card skimmer is attached to an ATM or gas station pump, and what it does is that when you put your credit card in there, unbeknownst to you, it reads and collects all the data from the credit card, even your debit card number. They can be installed inside or outside the machine, and it can be very difficult to spot these. So this means because it's there, the thief doesn't need to be there. They just download the data remotely via a smartphone. Now, shimmers, on the other hand, they are actually fitting inside the payment terminal, and they act as a shim, hence the word shimmer, between the chip reader and the chip on your payment card, your credit card. And so when you insert your card, the shimmer will actually pull all that data there. Okay, the big question is, how do I really see these? Well, what you want to do is you look at the speakers, the monitor, the lock, the card reader. You want to look for any scratches or any glue or any type of signs of tampering. And you want to look for any holes that might be out of place, hiding a camera. Look for a reflection on a lens. The big thing is to use your gut. Is there something there that just doesn't belong? Is it a different color? Does it wiggle? Does where you put your credit card, does it just not seem secure? Are there any broken seals? When using a debit card for payment, you want to run it also as a credit card so that you don't have to enter in your PIN number. And then you want to look at surroundings. Now, here's what you want to do is that if you are approaching a gas station and there are, I don't know, maybe 10 different gas pumps because it's fairly large, is that you want to pick the gas pump to get your gas closest to that little store that's normally in place on most gas stations now. Now, how do you pay safely if you're not going to use your credit card? You know, set up Apple Pay, set up Google Pay, so that this way you don't even need to use your credit card. You're just going to tap your phone on the payment at the gas station or the ATM or wherever you're located that you need to pay. And if you do get taken by a skimmer or a shimmer, you want to report that to the FTC. Now, this is one of these great tips that I want you to pass along to your family members and friends. And it's really easy to do. Just head over to commando.com. That's KOMANDO.com. And when you're there, hit the link that says Kim's Show, and then you'll find everything that you need to know. All right, still to come, a great way to keep track of all the shows that you're watching. And then we've also have a great tip about how to shop and save money you don't want to miss here on the Kim Commando Show. All right, before we go back to all of your phone calls, it's summer, and you know what that means. It's water time. And just like you can book vacation rentals online, you can also rent a boat, as well as you can rent somebody's swimming pool. What did she say? Well, let's first talk about the boat, because I had some family members and some friends, and we wanted to rent a boat and go out, see some dolphins, which we did. I have to post this video on Instagram. And so there's a website called getmyboat.com. And it has over 150,000 listings and almost 10,000 destinations. It's really amazing. When you start looking around, I found a nice, about a 50-foot yacht for rent in San Diego for about $400 an hour. And then I found a 22-foot fishing boat in Galveston, Texas. I was just kind of drumming around for like $50 an hour. And so for swimming pools, I say you don't have a pool, but maybe your friend does, or maybe you want to rent a pool, whatever it may be, is that there's a website called swimply.com, like swim and then P-L-Y, swimply.com. And so, again, I started going around in here. In San Antonio, wow, there was this gorgeous large pool that they said would take up to 20 different guests, and it was $45 an hour. An indoor pool in Chicago was about $60 an hour. Now, here's the flip side to this. If you have a boat, if you have a pool, well, this means that you can also rent those out. And so, again, the websites are getmyboat.com, and then there's also the swimming pool one. It's swimply.com. Again, that's swimply.com. All right, let's see. Still to come, we have three clever ways to shop and save some money online. And let's see, we have Gary in Columbia, Missouri. Hello there, Gary.
Hello, Kim. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. Nice to hear from you. What's going on? How can I help you out today?
Well, I'm a treasurer for a troop that's for boys, you know, an adventure and leadership troop. And I'm looking for a way to be able to let the parents to pay for items or troop dues through electronic payments.
Sure. And are you using Square or anything like that right now?
Yes, I'm using Square. I've got Square set up, and I've got a few items set up on Square. My problem is I'm trying to make sure that when they do a Square transaction, that I can collect who the payment is for. You know, with the Square, it may not show me who exactly the payment was for, as far as a boy or a group of boys.
Yeah, you know, it really has revolutionized. I was a scout leader for my son. And I mean, I remember we did it the old-fashioned way on an Excel spreadsheet by collecting cash or check, right? It was like, okay, all right. And then, of course, you know, you always have the parents who didn't pay, you couldn't pay, or whatever it may be.
Right.
But fortunately, now you're able to take payments just using your phone or your iPad, which I think is amazing. One of the things that you may not be aware of is that with Square, you can actually customize that form when they are making the payment. So you can put there a field that will say name of your child, and you can even say troop number or whatever it may be. And you can add notes, you can add custom amounts, whatever it may be, to the time of the sale. So you can make that field a requirement so that when the parent does make the payment, whether it's online or in person using the little Square dongle, is that you actually get the name of the child associated with that payment. So it'll make your life so much easier, make it amazing for you. So let me find the steps for you exactly how to do that. So this way you'll be all done in some one fail swoop. And we'll post that over inside the Commando community. That's commando.com/community. And the Q&A forum, you'll find a link over on the left-hand side. Gary, thanks for being a troop leader. You are making a difference. All right. Next up, we have Ken in Austin, Texas. Hi there, Ken.
How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for your call today.
I just want to say that you are a wonderful person and you are a role model to so many people because you're so smart and you're so pleasant with all your customers and all the people that call them.
Well, you're sweet.
Okay. I mean... All right. So my question is, I don't want to take up too much time. I'm looking for a MacBook.
Okay.
I don't want to buy a new one. What I want to do is buy one that's used. I want to get your suggestions on what to do, whether to buy one that's used off Craigslist, refurbished, how far to go back. And the only thing I'm going to do with it is just pretty much get on the internet and do web surfing.
And so I just want to, I'm just curious, why not buy a new one? Is it price?
I just can't justify spending that much money for one. Because I don't use it much. I have my iPads and my iPhone. I always have the most modern of those. The iPad, new one, iPhone 13, because I got all my banking apps on those.
Sure.
But I just wanted one mainly for my granddaughter, who is 8 years old. And I just wanted to get used to using a computer. I don't want to spend a lot of money in case she breaks it.
Yeah, that's, I hear you on that. Okay. Yeah, because I just like to ask why, because, you know, there may be maybe always different options. Like if you hadn't said the granddaughter, it said, well, you know, maybe you just need the docking station where you can put the iPad up and you get a nice keyboard and bingo bango. It's kind of like having a MacBook, right? But we don't want the 8 year old on that, especially with everything that you've got going on there. You know, a really interesting question. There are a couple of places where you can buy some used ones, and then we'll talk about the model year. Okay. If you look on Amazon and you actually have to search for it, Ken, it's not like they put this big button up in front and center, is that if you go into the Amazon warehouse online and it's like you go to Amazon.com, but you're going to go into the warehouse and then that's where they sell their refurbed stuff. And you'll find anything from Windows to TVs to MacBooks, whatever it is. But some of them, and you have to read it very closely, will come with a 30 to 90 day money back guarantee. Okay.
Okay.
See, you're not going to get that on Craigslist. And I don't want you to, I'm not a big fan of buying anything on Craigslist, especially anybody's used shoes and socks and used technology, because you just don't know what's there. Right. If you want more of a guarantee, you go to apple.com. And then if you scroll to the bottom, you're going to see refurbished as a menu item. And then those normally come with a 1 year warranty and guarantee. And like on Amazon, the same thing with Apple is that they might replace the screen. They might replace any broken keys. And so it may not be a new computer, a new MacBook, but it's pretty darn close to it. As far as the model year, it's hard to say, but I probably wouldn't say nothing below 2018 model number.
Okay.
Because then we're looking at lack of support and any type of apps, and it may not be able to run all the latest and greatest stuff. So then your decision is between a MacBook Air or a Pro. The Air is going to be obviously cheaper and it's probably perfect just for an 8 year old. And so that this way she doesn't need, you know, the touch bar or anything like that. So I just go with a 2018 plus closer to us. MacBook Air, either on Amazon refurbished or Apple refurbished. And thank you for your kind words today, Ken. Thanks for being on the air. And still to come, we have a clever way, actually three clever ways, speaking of shopping and saving money here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, just a quick reminder, if you're listening to the show, gets interrupted for whatever the reason, you can get all 3 hours every week of the Kim Komando Show, and it's commercial free, and you can find it as a webcast, as a podcast, you name it. And that's over at getkim.com. All right, if you're looking to save some money online, there's a site called Camel Camel Camel. Yeah, I know. They shoot you an email anytime something drops in price. And so you just create an account, drop in the Amazon URLs, and then you set some custom options like only alert me before it drops a certain price. And then there's, of course, Honey, which I use all the time to getting coupon codes. And finally, Visual Ping, and it monitors specific web pages for changes to see if there's been any changes in price. We've got links to those over on the website. And we got more of the Kim Komando Show coming up that you definitely never, ever want to miss here on the Westar Multimedia Network. All right, let me just say this on the outset. Siri drives me crazy. She never listens. And then sometimes I feel like Siri's listening just way too much. But I'll never forget when I got this email from this guy in Nashville Tennessee. You know, people tell me all sorts of things. And his name was, I'll never forget, Robert Russ. His wife was pregnant with a baby girl. And then when she was in labor, she heard the most beautiful name ever in the operating room. She was having a C-section. And she said she couldn't imagine her little girl being named anything else other than this magical word that she heard as she was giving birth to this beautiful little girl. And right now, somewhere there's a little girl around 1 year old in Tennessee with the most beautiful name in the world. Her name is Siri Russ. True story, Siri Rush. Russ, like serious? I know, it's just kind of crazy. And on that happy note, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another hour of America's most trusted source about all things digital. It's the biggest show about anything technology that you can find here in the United States. It's called The Kim Komando Show. And I'm, of course, America's beloved digital pro, Kim Komando, here with you once again. You can find us on over 425 top stations from coast to coast, and we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And, of course, we're streaming as a podcast, as a webcast. You can get us whenever you want, 24/7. Over at GetKim.com. You also get 3 months' worth of archive shows there, too. Once again, that's GetKim.com. And a special thank you goes out to all of our listeners on the American Forces Network Radio. And that's to all of our servicemen and women. I say thank you, of course, from all of us here at the Kim Komando Show. You're serving us in the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force, and you're protecting our great nation as I speak. And we all really, really appreciate your efforts. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And I'd like to talk a little bit about home prices because they're just crazy right now. And you want to stay in your own home, but what if there's just not enough room? Well, it's time to start using your outdoor spaces better. And with the weather starting to warm up, now's the time to tackle all those outdoor projects that you've just been putting off to the side. I know you've been doing it because well, I used to do it too, but not anymore because I use Angie, formerly Angie's List. They took their 20-plus years of experience and combined it with brand new tools to simplify how you get home projects done. You just open the Angie app or you visit online, and then you just start crossing things off your to-do list in just a few taps. I used Angie for a whole landscaping remodel project on the front yard and the backyard, and now I went to Angie again for a pool remodel because, you know, it's starting to show some wear and tear there. You can find pros and fair pricing for any home project. You just answer a few questions, and Angie will handle the rest from start to finish. You can compare quotes from local pros, connect instantly. And when you book and pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee. Yes, we all want to be happy, right? Covers your project up to the full purchase price. Angie makes it easy to get that perfect outdoor space done in time for summer. That's right. Just download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. All right, let's start this hour with five things that you need to know about consumer tech to keep you up to date, make a difference on how you use your devices, what you're about ready to buy. And we're going to start talking by talking about GPS. Now, there's a company in the UK called What Three Words. Now, this has a whole different thought process than the GPS that you're used to using, say, in your car or on Google Maps or on Apple Maps. It's called What Three Words because what they have done, it's a very novel idea. They have mapped the world in 3x3 meter spaces. That's right, 3x3 meter spaces. So like every particular point now has its own GPS location. So you're not going to say like, oh, I'm on the corner of Central and Camelback in Phoenix. Okay. Well, are you on the north side, the south side, the east or the west side? Are you standing on the corner or 5 feet from the corner, or whatever it may be? We're talking about 3x3 square meters so that this way you know exactly where something's located. It's a precise location. And by typing in these three words is that you'll know exactly where that person is or the GPS can find that precise location. So like being in front of the White House is nice, but a square on the street in front of the White House, there's one there that's called trader.answer.notice. Okay, random words. Now, the company says to cover the Earth in 3x3 meter squares, you need about 40,000 words. Really not that many. They use simple words for land. Longest words are cast out to sea. So what are some other benefits? Works offline, okay? So you don't need to have the latest and greatest running on your phone. And it also works in places where there may not be street numbers and names, such as, say, Peru or Mexico, Costa Rica. And here's the golden nugget with this. It works best with self-driving cars. Now, in case you want to check it out, and if you haven't, it really is fun to just, you know, see some new tech that's coming out. Go to whatthreewords.com. That's what the number three words.com. Whatthreewords.com. All right. Number two. Oh, good news. Just in time for summer. You can get hurt on a bigger, more powerful scooter. That's right. If you want to get technical about it, these fleets of these e-scooters you've seen pop up are known as shared mobility devices. It's really simple to do. You just insert your credit card and you're right away. Well, here's the truth. With summer vacation right here, more people than ever are going to give in to the temptation to get on the e-scooter. But you need to know that you are taking all the legal risks. If you get hit, you fall, expect to be injured, you might need medical care. They say about a third of all falls and spills result in a fracture, usually in the forearm or collarbone. Half of all serious injuries arrive at the emergency room between midnight and 6 a.m. Of course, a third were, drinking. Well, now knowing all these stats, Lime, they make a lot of e-scooters in a lot of cities. They are now rolling out a new type of e-scooter I need to tell you about. It's called the new Citra motorbike. Okay, it's a motorbike, not a little scooter that you stand in. It's a motorbike that you sit on. It has a padded seat and it can reach the top speeds of 20 miles per hour. That's enough to get really hurt on. Now, when I was a kid, we called these mini bikes. What could possibly go wrong? And somebody's drinking on. Number three, in this streaming series, Mr. Bates has nothing to do with the Bates Motel. I'm talking, of course, about Downton Abbey. And if you just can't get enough of Downton Abbey, I want you to fire up the streaming app Peacock, because here's why. They just announced a new Downton Abbey channel. 24/7, Downton Abbey all the time. It's seasons 1 through season 6. That's all you get, Downton Abbey. Over and over and over and over and over again. Why would they do this? Well, Peacock is bringing Downton Abbey, a new era, to its streaming service this coming week. The film was released back in May, but it's going to exclusively stream on Peacock, after it has been done with the theater, which, again, is about a week. Now, here's the Downton Abbey spoiler. I just want to tell you this. One of Mr. Carson's eyebrows slithers off of his face and bites Mrs. Hughes, killing her. See those guys' eyebrows? Like, somebody needs to cut those things. Number four, let's take a bite of these cookies. You have a ton of choices when it comes to browsers, right? You have Chrome, Safari, Edge, Opera, Brave, Firefox. Well, not Internet Explorer anymore, because they retired that. They, being Microsoft, retired it this past week after it being available for, believe this, 27 years. Now, Firefox is what I'm talking about right now. They have a new feature that they're calling Total Cookie Protection. What this does is to stop websites from reading cookies created by these third-party services, these marketing and advertising companies, maybe some other big tech companies. Now, Mozilla, they're the maker of Firefox, of course. They say that, this is their quote, access to any given cookie will be restricted to the website that deposited the cookie in the browser, so a cookie created by one website or service cannot be readable by other websites that the user visits. No more swapping cookies, basically, is what Firefox is saying. So will it work? Yes and no. I'm sure big tech is going to find a way around it if they haven't already. And there's a couple of other womp womps. The new cookie protection feature is only available in the latest version of Firefox that works on a desktop, okay, and not on a mobile device and not on an iOS device, because they're not allowed in the App Store with it. So let's talk a little bit about browsers. What is the most popular browser in use right now? And for extra bonus points, I want you to give me the percentage, okay? So what is the most popular browser in use right now? Now, if you're listening to the Kim Komando Show and you are listening to it and watching us live in the interactive chat, you can go ahead and post your answer right there. So what is the most popular browser in use right now? Okay. And now for extra bonus points, as I said, you get to give me the percentage. So let's start at the bottom, okay? And let's see, there's six of them. The one at the bottom is Opera, okay, with 2%. We can take out Samsung Internet also almost at 3%. Okay. So now that leaves us four browsers. Okay. Coming in at number four is Firefox at 3%. Let's see if you're using number three. Anybody? Edge. That's right, 4%. Now there's only two left. So what do you think is the number two and the number one? Okay. Number one being the most popular browser. Number two on our list? Oh, I know you got it right because you're so smart. You're listening to the show. Safari at 19%, which leaves us the most popular browser. Drum roll, please. Okay, that was my low-tech sound effect. Sorry about that. is Chrome, coming in at 65%. And finally, number five on our list of things that you need to know is welcome to Bezos Beach. What? Yes. If you're an Amazon influencer, you might be able to score a free vacay. News out this past week that Amazon flew a group of its Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube influencers to a really posh Mexican resort where they were offered surfing lessons, spa treatments, complimentary cocktails, and luxury cabanas, they say. Rooms start at about $600 a night. The company says that the beach near the resort is known as the Kendall Beach Oasis. Of course it is. They hosted a Prime Video movie night. They also strolled through, they say, some pop-up shops from Amazon. This is the one that got me. There's also a farming activity. What? Where influencers wore work gloves and they knelt in a field. Did they do any work or were they just there for the shot? I think they were just there for the shot. Now, I know what you're thinking. I want to be an influencer too, Kim, and get free vacations. Well, it's a lot of work. You have to post things every few hours. You got to look your best all the time. You have to work all the angles. And always remember this. What's the difference between a social media influencer and a bench? What's the difference between a social media influencer and a bench? One can support a family. That's right. All right, let's talk about your family and your home, because I believe that home should be the safest place on earth for every family. That's why I use and I recommend SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe is advanced whole home security that puts you, your home, and your family's safety first. SimpliSafe offers this comprehensive protection not only against intruders and burglary, but against expensive home hazards from flooding and all the way to fires. With their 24/7 professional monitoring, SimpliSafe's agents take action the moment a threat is detected, dispatching police or first responders in emergency. That's why you need them. And SimpliSafe has this thing called proprietary video verification technology. This is awesome. It's so that monitoring agents can visually confirm the threat in order to get higher priority 911 dispatch. Now, with SimpliSafe, monitoring plans are affordably priced at just $1 a day, no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, and you can customize the perfect system for your home. It just takes a few minutes, but you have to go to this special address. That's simplysafekim.com. Now, if you go today, you can claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. But you have to go to this address. That's simplysafekim.com, simplysafekim.com. All right, coming up in just a few moments, a really clever trick so that you can watch a movie together, say on an airplane. We have Brand New or Not True, and then also later on, a couple of steps that you need to do before you trade in or before you sell a car. And we also have some insider secrets to save you some angst. Yes, some frustration with all these streaming services. And of course, we have all your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And I've got a really great thing over at Komando.com to tell you about, is that we put together some absolutely free guides. That's right, free guides to help you guys and gals out. And we've got a free guide if you're on Windows. We have a free guide if you're on Apple. All you have to do is enter your email address, and you got it. And I promise we're not going to spam you. We're going to sign you up to one of our great newsletters, though. And to get the free guides, you just go to komando.com/free guides. Once again, that's komando.com/free guides. And you're going to love it. Again, free guide for Windows or for Mac, komando.com/free guides. Coming up in just a few moments, well, in about 3 minutes or so, a clever trick on how you can watch a movie together on the airplane. I bet you never thought of this. And right now we have JP in Casa Grande, Arizona. Hi there, JP.
How you doing, Kim? Long time.
Well, good.
I've been listening to you for, geez, got to be 25 years now.
Well, I think you almost, pretty close.
Yeah.
But thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Anyhow, I got a teenage son, and we live in a society where we need to keep our kids safe.
Correct.
And I'm trying to come up with an app that I can use just to track where his phone is. I don't want to spy on him. I don't want to, you know, be the helicopter parent type thing. Right. I just want to be able to keep my kids safe.
Okay.
We've tried Life 360, and that just isn't holding up because I guess there's a TikTok hack to shut that one down.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking for a recommendation.
Well, here's the deal. You know, it's not just a TikTok hack. I mean, if you do a search for, like, turn off Live 360, you know, I mean, it probably will put, well, here I can tell you, it's going to say how to turn off location on Life 360 without anyone knowing. Six ways to turn off location tracking. How do I turn off Life 360? I mean, the kids are swapping ways to do this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
No matter what you put on his phone for location tracking, he will figure out a way to turn it off. Okay, it's just that simple. Does he? What kind of phone does he have?
He has an Apple.
Okay. But he's got an iPhone. All right. So, you know, there's no real fix here because he's smart enough, whatever you put on there, he's going to take it off. So we have to approach it from another angle, okay?
Okay.
And this is what I did with my son, and it worked. Is that I sat him down, I explained to him that having an iPhone is not for him to watch TikTok videos, okay? That's not why he has that. He has it so that you know where he is and you always know he's safe. And I'm not, and explain to him, listen, I'm not going to look at everything that you're doing, okay? But I just want to be able to pick up my phone and know that you're at school or at a friend's house or that you're not in some ditch in a car, right? Because I worry about you because you're my life. You are. And if something were to happen to you, I would be devastated beyond means.
Yeah, because he is a new driver as well.
Okay. In his car, I want you to put an AirTag. And if you don't have an iPhone, then you're going to need to get an iPhone because it's easier for you to track his iPhone on your iPhone. And it's also with an AirTag, you can slip one in his car. He won't even know it's there. He might be alerted.
Okay.
I shouldn't say that. He might be alerted to it, but I never hid anything from Ian. I mean, I had a tracker in his car too. And I said, so this is the way it is. If you don't like it, then this is you can go out and you can pay for everything yourself. But until you're 18, I'm solely responsible for you for everything that you do. Okay, you're not 18. You're 15. So this is life. And I'm sorry, it's crappy. You don't like it. But I tried Life 360 on your phone. You kept turning it off. Well, that's not an option. Okay. And I know it's hard to have these. It's hard because, you know, he's going to buck. He is. You remember what it was like being his age, right?
I mean, all too well.
Okay. And thank God, right, JP? Thank God they didn't have this tech when we were growing up. Oh, my gosh. Okay. But they have it now. And it's really hard to have these, you know, what we call come to Jesus conversations with the kids. But he shouldn't be taking off Life 360. You're paying for the phone. Until 18, you are responsible for every single thing that this kid does. And if he's smart, and I know he is because you're smart, he's going to say, you know, he's going to buck a little bit. But at the end of the day, you're going to get what you want, and that's to make sure that you have peace of mind wherever he's going and you know where he is. And that's just the bottom line. Thank you so much for your call today, JP. And let me know how it works out. If you want me to talk to him, I'll talk to him. And stay right where you are. Brand New or Not True is coming right up, and you don't want to miss that. It's time now for Brand New or Not True. And this week is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like walking your dog in public without securing them on a leash. You would never do that. With ExpressVPN, just click one button and you're protected. And you get an extra 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Kim. ExpressVPN.com/Kim. All right, it is time now for Brand New or Not True. It's America's national radio game show sensation where you can play along and guess, is it brand new or is it not true? I dreamt up this radio game show sensational thing, game, I guess, oh, I don't know, many moons ago, at least 5 or 6 or 7 years ago, because I get all these different products that get sent to me. And I think, like, wow, what's behind that? And that's a great idea. Ooh, I'm so glad I don't have my money wrapped into that. Now, you will notice that no product names are given when we're playing Brand New or Not True because some people are the cheaters. That's right. And they start Googling product names and they go, oh, yeah, I got that answer. It's like people who, like, play Wordle. And, you know, they do a search for today's Wordle answer. I mean, are they trying to say to themselves, like, wow, I'm that smart, I got it? Or, I don't know, not sure. Anyway, two of these products are fake and one is real. Two are fake and one is real. And, of course, we always have our special guest contestant. And this week we have playing along with us Dawn in Knoxville, Tennessee. Hi there, Dawn.
Hello.
Welcome. What do you do there in Knoxville?
I work as a CT tech.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. And so this should be pretty good.
Thank you for your show, by the way. It's been great.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, I've been very blessed that I found a niche and I really love what I do, and I'm glad that it comes out, and I'm so happy that I can help so many people too. All right, so we're going to play Brand New or Not True Dawn. Now, if you do win, I know it's a big prize. It's a Kim Komando Show fanny pack. Everybody wants one, and I keep telling them, no, only the winners for Brand New or Not True get a fanny pack. All right? So are you ready to play along?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, so remember, two fake, one real. It's up to you to decide which is the real product. We're going to start with product number one. If we think back in time to 1975, Dawn, the number one song in country was John Denver's Thank God I'm a Country Boy. It was also the time when two super groovy folks in New York invented the mood ring. Well, it's 2022. Now, one of those making a comeback. And let me tell you, it's not John Denver, so it has to be the mood ring. And now it's smart, and it's an app. So the app will track your emotional state, they say, with 90% accuracy. And when it does, it looks at things that you're saying, things that you're doing, and then it will change the background color of your phone so that this way people around you know what your mood is. So if it's amber, you're unhappy. If it's green, you're calm. If you're blue, emotions are charged. If it's violet, ooh, your husband or significant other wants to see this, or your partner, because that means you're passionate, Dawn. Black means nervous, tense, or maybe it's just that the phone's broke. It has a 3-day battery life as far as it working, and it's made of titanium. And again, it's an app. It will detect what you're doing, and the app is free, but there's going to be in-app purchases, of course, because there always are. Product number two is a dog app. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen this cartoon. This guy's sitting on a couch looking at his dog, and the dog is sitting on the floor looking back at the guy. And in the cartoon, you see their thoughts. And it turns out that the guy is thinking, if I was just a little smarter, I could figure out what you want, dog. And the dog is thinking, if you were just a bit smarter, you could figure out what I want. Okay. But now we have this. It's a wearable device that fits on your dog's collar. It tracks the dog's activity, heart rate, tells you what the dog is thinking, and most importantly, what the dog's barks means. It's not getting great reviews, though, I'll tell you this, Dawn. The first reviewers say that there are just 5 basic thoughts that a dog has throughout the day. Number one is, I'm hungry. Number two, pay attention to me. Number three, let me out. Number four is, let play. And number five circles back to, I'm hungry. Comes with an app to keep track of what the dog wants so you can see patterns. The device is $79.95. You know, I have finally taught my dog to fetch a glass of red wine. He is a Bordeaux collie. Oh, I know. Sorry about that. Finally, product number three. When the pandemic hit, Dawn, did you notice that suddenly you became a germaphobe? Did you?
No.
Oh, you didn't? Oh my gosh, I did. Germs were everywhere. We sanitized our doorknobs, ourselves, and even our Amazon boxes. Okay, that was a hassle, wiping things down with these hard-to-find Clorox wipes. Well, welcome to the future. Now you can have your very own magic wand. Just wave it over your phone, your toilet seat, your car. Not yourself. Well, I guess you could if you wanted to. And the magic wand kills 99.90% of all bacteria, viruses in seconds. Now, this is the real deal. It's not some cheap knockoff that a Spanish magician would use. I mean, he would wave his magic wand on over and say, uno, dos, and poof, he'd disappear without a trace. Okay, that one was good. I'm sorry. $199. Okay, so the pressure's on. Don't worry. We just have 10 million people listening right now, Dawn. Which one is the real product? Is it product number one, the Smart Mood app? Product number two is the dog app. Product number three is the germ killer magical wand. Which is the real product?
This is hard. I'm not a good guesser. I'm going to go with the mood ring app. Come on. Come on.
Okay. All right. Come on, judges. Let's think about it. Let's do it for Dawn. Let's do it for Dawn. Let's see what they say. Oh, Dawn.
Oh, man.
Hey, the phone in your pocket. Your phone represents the power and progress of human technology and connection. And it probably has poop on it. Spread
That's right.
Not disease.
It's the germ-killing magical wand. That is the real product.
Oh, man.
I know. I'm sorry. You were so close. You were so close. Just had to get one out of three. That's okay. All right. So what's your question for me today?
So I'm building a storage container house, which is metal, and I have a garage that's about 200 feet, and I need more reception. And I've tried little things inside the house for supposed to make the Wi-Fi for my phone. I'm sorry. So I can use my phone over at the garage. And so I need better reception. Mm-hmm. Do you know anything that I could get as far as, for example, when you go to a camping site, you get Wi-Fi all over, you know what I mean? I just don't know what I can use to help with the reception.
Well, the good news is that you came to the right place. Okay. So, because I had the same digital dilemma, so to speak, a couple of years ago when I started building a house, right? Because I don't know if you've noticed this, Dawn, by listening to me, but I'm frugal. I guess you'd say I'm cheap. Okay, either way, I don't like to waste money. And so I have some security cameras on this property, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, so how do I get internet to this property without like spending a small fortune on cellular data and cellular-based cameras and all this other stuff? So I called a friend of mine who lived on pretty far away, and I said, you know, hey, listen, you're nice, I'm nice. Would you be neighborly and share your Wi-Fi with me? Okay. And so he said, sure, what do you need it for? And explained, I need like three security cameras on a lot because I'm building a house. So we put an antenna over at his property. And then we put a little receiving dish over at my property, and it spanned 1,800 feet between his house and my house. Okay. And it works flawlessly. So you don't need that whiz-bang solution because you're only going a couple of hundred feet. But there's a company called Ubiquiti, and they make something called the Locom 5. Don't worry about it. Writing it down because we're going to send you a link to it. And it's a couple of hundred, less than a couple of hundred bucks. And then what you do is you just set it up, just like I mentioned. It's super straightforward how it works and how what you need to do. And it's made by a company called Ubiquiti. And we'll post a link to it over inside the Commando community, which, by the way, this is actually one of the answers in our router quiz. That's right. And so if you go to commando.com/router quiz, if you're looking to expand your network or looking for a new wireless network, looking for a mesh network, and the router's old in the tooth and you're tired of getting no bars in more places, or you're trying to extend this out like Dawn is to her storage, what it was, she said a storage container shed that she's like 200 feet away, really easy stuff, really. So you just go to commando.com/router quiz, and then you answer a few questions, and then look. Lo and behold, you get the answer. Or you can always call me. And because Dawn was such a great contestant, let's go ahead and bend the rules a little bit. And let's go ahead and send out to Dawn the official Kim Commando Show fanny pack for being such a great contestant on Brand New or Not True. And if you've ever liked to be a contestant on Brand New or Not True, you can always drop me a note. Head over to commando.com. And in the top right-hand corner, there's a link that says email Kim. And, you know, in your question, just say, hey, I don't have any questions. I just want to be on Brand New or Not True because I'm smart and I am going to totally win forever or not. All right, let's go ahead and do our digital life hacks tip. And this week is brought to you by CarShield. In life, you can count on three things: death, taxes, and your car breaking down. I can't do anything about the first two, but I do trust CarShield to protect me against unexpected auto repairs. CarShield's protection plans are only around $100 a month and cover more parts than ever before, whether your car has 5,000 or 150,000 miles. Now, when you need a repair, there's no paperwork or headaches. Just choose the mechanic to do the work, and CarShield administrators just handle the rest. Plus, you can count on CarShield to help take care of your car, you and your car, if it ever breaks down and you're stuck on the side of the road. Every CarShield protection plan includes coast-to-coast roadside assistance, rental car options, and trip reimbursement at no additional cost. You've heard me tell this story before, folks. I am a Car Shield believer because I had a car, a 2010 car, took it in for repair. And the car was worth about $15,000, and the repair was $4,400. I sat there and went, whoa, what is going on? And then I was like, hey, I got Car Shield. Wow. So I gave the service manager my Car Shield number, and he called me back, and he said, great news, Kim. They covered everything. About $100. I'm like, everything? He's like, every single thing. But $100. I think that was for an extra battery, which wasn't under the Car Shield plan. But anyway, over $4,400 in repairs covered by Car Shield. You ought to check this out. Seriously. And get coverage today. Lock in your price. It'll never go up at carshield.com/Kim or call 800-391-8888 to save 10% on your plan. That's carshield.com/Kim. If you want to talk to somebody, it's 800-391-8888, and you're going to save 10%. All right, this week's Digital Life Hacks tip is pretty amazing. It's phenomenal, in my opinion, okay, because it solves a common issue that so many of us have. You're watching some series, and you're having on all these different streaming services, and you don't know if you saw it on Hulu, Netflix, Roku, Peacock, whatever it may be. And you're like, what is going on? HBO Max, Stars. I mean, it just gets nuts. So with these sites, Real Good and Just Watch, well, first of all, they're going to tell you some new things that are coming out. But you can set up an account. When you set up an account, you can say, oh, I have Hulu and I watch The Handmaid's Tale. And then it'll tell you whenever a new season drops. Automatically. So you're not sitting there saying, oh, I wonder when a new season drops. No, you will actually know. So we have all the links that you need. And to check it out, head over to commando.com. And then, of course, when you're there, hit the link at the top that says Kim's Show, and you're going to be all set up. All right. Still to come this hour, we've got a couple of steps that you need to take before you trade in or sell any old gear. And, of course, we have more of your phone calls here on the Kim Commando Show. Hey, let me tell you about Total AV. You can get continuous antivirus protection and block malicious websites with Total AV's industry-leading antivirus security suite. Now, my listeners get an amazing deal. You get 85% off of the first year of an annual plan, but you have to go to this address, protectwithkim.com. Once again, protectwithkim.com. All right, if you are looking for these little solid nuggets to make a difference in your life, every single day you can get as a podcast my daily tech updates. My daily tech updates are just one news story and one digital life hack. So every single day you're going to get what's pressing in the news, and you're also going to get like one tip that will make a difference in your life. So wherever you get your podcasts, make sure that you go ahead and subscribe and get automatically the daily tech update podcast. Once again, that's daily tech updates. You want to search for Commando with K, of course. All right, Darren in Victorville, California, you're up next. Hi there, Darren.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good. What's going on?
I really enjoy your show, but I got a question about a photo that I saw on the internet. It's I was looking at one of those social media sites, and someone posted a scripture, but it's got a picture of a sword with a hand on it. And I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking that's my sword, and that's my hand. Except I don't know this person that put it on there. And my wife showed me how to do a basic search for it. Mm-hmm. And it's like on the web like hundreds of times. It's even got like foreign languages. But it's my sword in my hand. And I was wondering if there's a way that it can be traced to like who put it on the internet first, to be traced back to maybe when my wife put it.
So do you have a copy of do you have a copy of this photo on your possession?
No, ma'am, I don't. My wife can't find it because it was a device that she doesn't have anymore. And and the photo's been edited, like they edited the sky and they got the sun behind the sword. Whereas the original picture just shows a reflection of the sun on the blade of the sword, and the sky was pretty much clear. But we can't find that photo.
Well, you know, it's going to be pretty hard to prove that you have the photo, that it was your photo, if you have no evidence that it was your photo. I mean,
you don't
have any way to go back and say, hey, I took this photo with this phone on this date, and now all you other people who are using it, you're violating my copyright. Okay. And so it's going to be really – I'm not a lawyer. I can't give legal advice, but it's going to be pretty hard for you to prove that anybody's violating your copyright. Now, of course, you can do a basic Google image search, but there's another website that you might want to check out, and it's called TinEye. That's tin, like the metal, TinEye, TinEye.com. And you can go ahead and do an image search there that may be just a little bit more comprehensive. Sometimes it is, sometimes not. It's really a throw the dice. And you can see where it was first posted and maybe drill down that way also in the Google image searches so that you can see where, in fact, that photo came from. You also might want to check to see if it's on Shutterstock or any of the photo sharing sites that as far as people pay for to use these photos. That would be Dreamtime, and it may even be in the Creative Commons license. So you have some digging around to do. There's really no way to say this was the first picture ever it was taken because, we want to have the picture that is on your phone if we're going to claim any type of copyright and then see if we're going to make some money off of that. But try TinEye.com and let me know what happens. Hey, stay right where you are. Still to come, 3 steps before you trade in or sell an old iPhone here on The Kim Komando Show. Okay, think of everything that you have on your phone. Okay, you've got your email, text, photos, videos, chats, save passwords, apps holding your banking information, credit cards, maybe even Apple Cash. That's why you need to take a couple of steps before you get rid of that phone and before it might end up in the wrong hands. So step number one, you're going to back up everything from the old phone to an online cloud account. Step two, you're going to sign out of every app on your phone. This way, your old phone is no longer associated with your accounts. And finally, step number three, this is the most important one, do a factory reset on your old phone. This puts your phone back to the state for when you first got it and didn't have any of your personal data. All right, stay right where you are because we have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour of The Kim Komando Show that you don't want to miss here on the West Coast. All right, let's start with a pro tip. When you're video chatting with your girlfriend, I want you to be careful of the reflection in your sunglasses. They don't show the woman who you're cheating on with her next. That's right. It happened. A woman discovered that her boyfriend was cheating on her by spotting a clue in a selfie. That's right. And this video has over, I don't know, a couple million views right now. You see in his sunglasses the legs of another woman in his car. Ooh, whoopsie. So he was caught two-timing while FaceTiming. And he only has his selfie to blame. Yes, and you see, ladies and gentlemen, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. It is possible. I'm, of course, Kim Komando here with you once again. You can find us on over 425 top stations from coast to coast, and we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And, of course, you can find us streaming as a podcast, as a webcast, 24/7, whenever you want, over at GetKim.com. And there's also 3 months of archives over at Get Kim. So if you ever sit there and go like, wow, I was wondering what Kim said about that. Well, head over to GetKim.com for that. And a special thank you goes out to our servicemen and women in the Army, the Marines, the Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force who are protecting our great nation and joining us on the American Forces Network Radio. And I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And that's why our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And I love it when I get more than what I paid for. Like when you check in at a hotel and they offer you a free room upgrade, you're up, yes, I would love that free room upgrade. Thank you. And if you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive plan that gives you a heck of a lot more savings. Listen to this. You're going to get 2 lines of unlimited talk, text, and data on T-Mobile's network for only $27.50 a line with autopay. That's a savings of 50% versus AT&T and Verizon. Plus, with T-Mobile's price lock guarantee, you can be confident they are not going to raise the price of your rate plan. That's right. You're going to get 2 lines of unlimited talk, text, and data for only $27.50 a line, and your rate plan is locked. That's right. That price is just locked, so you don't have to worry about changing it. Don't miss out. Visit T-Mobile.com/55 or call 1-800-T-Mobile today and get more 5G coverage, more savings, and even more cool stuff.
Without auto pay, $5 more per line, plus taxes and fees. If congested, consumers may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using over 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video typically streams in SD.
And I'd also like to thank Total AV for helping to make this show possible. You may have heard about the scary new malware, Chrome Loader. It takes over your browser and sends you to fake websites. Even worse, it can open the door for hackers to steal the usernames, passwords, or other data stored in your browser. That's why I love and I recommend Total AV's industry-leading security suite. Not only do you get protection from the latest malware threats, but it's AI-driven Web Shield browser extension blocks dangerous websites like the ones Chrome Loader sends you to automatically. Plus, this protection covers up to 5 of your or your loved one's devices under a single plan. So whether you're on a Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android device, just install the easy-to-use app, and that's it. You're protected. And I've negotiated an exclusive introductory discount just for you. Right now, get the first year of Total AV for only $19. That's it at protectwithkim.com. That's over 85% off of the regular annual price. Head to protectwithkim.com. Once again, protectwithkim.com. All right, let's start this hour with 5 things you need to know about future tech that will give you a glimpse into where things are headed. And we're going to talk about license plates. Okay, pretty mundane tech right now on our cars, right? You have the state slogan, maybe you have some numbers or some letters, a tag that says you have actually paid your registration fees. But not if you live in California or Arizona, and now a third state, Michigan. Because if you live in any of those states, you have the option to get a fancy new digital license plate, which they say can help you find your car if it ever gets stolen. It gets public safety alerts. Of course, it's going to cost you. So think about this, a smart license plate. It has an HD display and LTE connectivity, as well as a GPS for a certain model. I'll tell you about that in a sec. You can switch between dark and light modes, and you can select personalized messages to appear at the bottom. So like, you know, that guy or gal has come just a little too close. You can say, back off if you can read this, you know, one of those things. So if you do get the GPS-enabled license plate, it has transponders built in. So you can locate a lost or stolen car. You can send alerts to your smartphone if it detects suspicious activity around your vehicle. And then there's an app, of course, that allows you to track mileage. You can renew your vehicle registration online if you want. Reviver is the company that makes these that I'm talking about. There's 2 models, a battery-powered plate and a hardwired plate that also includes that GPS. All right, number 2 on our list is, why is the only question for this next item? I mean, why settle for plain music from your phone? Why listen to compressed audio from your smart speaker? Why not waste your money on a brand new Sony Walkman that's, ready for it, almost $4,000? Woo-hoo-hoo. Yes, here in the future, we are back to MP3 players. The Sony NW-WM1ZM2. So what do you think we should call the new Sony Walkman player? Oh, I'm thinking the NW-MW-IMZM2. Well, that sounds perfect to me. God, what a lame name for a product. Anyway, it's a $3,700 MP3 player. It has a 99.99% pure gold-plated, oxygen-free copper chassis. I guess that's important. A 5-inch 720p display. An upscaling algorithm for CD quality, 16-bit, 44-48 kilohertz audio. You get a 256-gigabyte expandable storage for your tunes, Wi-Fi streaming, 40 hours of battery life. Oh, it supports WAV files, too. Anybody need this? Anybody? They also make a poor man's version for $1,400 and an aluminum alloy body. Just, they say, low-resistance, oxygen-free copper cable and only 128 gigs of space. So that's an MP3 player for $1,400. The other one's $3,700. Not for me. I'll just say to this future music tech, adios. Get it? Adios? Adios? Oh, come on. That was actually a good one. All right, number 3, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's toilet paper. That's right. By the end of 2021, Amazon's massive fleet of delivery drones was supposed to be filling the sky, bringing everything from toothpaste to laptops right to our door. Well, one Sunday evening about 9 years ago, Jeff Bezos confidently predicted on 60 Minutes that by the fall of 2021, Amazon's delivery drones would be everywhere. No, they're not. So you could say it was kind of a massive failure. But if anybody could do it, it would have been Amazon. But Amazon has come out recently and said, we're still in the drone business. Yes, it's 2022, and we are in the drone business. They're rolling out a test in Lockerford, California. Okay, where is that? Lockerford, California. If you live there, I know that you know where it is, but the rest of us don't. It's somewhere in the middle of Central California. And I actually looked it up because I didn't know where it was. Population, 3,512. That's where Amazon is going to be doing those drone deliveries. Yes. I want to move there just to see how it's going to work. Talk about droning on. Number four on our list, finally, you can take your meetings with you. Oh, I know this has happened to me so many times. I bet it's happened to you, too. You're in the middle of a heated, very engaging, can't believe it, simply amazing Zoom call that you wish that would never end. Me neither. But one company thinks you have a ton of these. Cisco has a new way to help you. They say they're going to be rolling out to continue WebEx meetings on your iPhone through CarPlay. That's right. You can now have an option that says move to mobile. So you can move the phone call from your desktop to your iPhone by scanning a QR code. And then CarPlay will continue the meeting the moment you plug your iPhone into your car. But wait, there's more. An update coming later this summer will give you the option to listen to past WebEx video call recordings. Yes. Imagine, wait, we could put these technologies together. Imagine being able to listen to video call meetings on your $4,000 Sony Walkman. Yes. Oh, gosh, just pinch me. The future is here. Finally, number five, always remember a squid goes into battle well-armed. I'm talking about Squid Games, of course, that South Korean survival drama TV series on Netflix. I watched it. I thought it was actually really good. In case you did, it had 9 episodes, tells the story of 456 people who are just loaded with debt. They're competing for this cash prize, and they are put in a deadly series of children's games. Now, the first one starts us out with a bang, literally. It's the game of red light, green light, where if the giant doll catches you moving, it turns around and you get shot. Squid Game was released, let's say, September 17th, 2021. I looked that up. It's Netflix's, they say, most watched series. It's the top viewed program in 94 countries, attracting more than 142 million households. Wow. 1.65 billion viewing hours during its first 4 weeks from launch, surpassing Bridgerton for the title of the most watched show. Squid Games, that's right. Well, the reason that I bring this up here is that they just renewed it for a second season, they being Netflix, and it's going to be broadcast, they say, late 2023, early 2024. And I know what you're thinking. That's incredible. Squid Ink. Crack myself up. All right, school's out for summer, but if you're a business running QuickBooks, you're never going to get a break. QuickBooks manual processes, integration difficulties, glitchy delays will leave you just scrambling. Failing to graduate to NetSuite will leave you stuck in summer school while your friends are just partying. So NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system. No matter how big your business grows, it has visibility and control of all your financials, your inventory, your HR, e-commerce, and more. NetSuite is everything that you need to grow all in one place. So you can automate your processes with NetSuite, close your books in no time at all. 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control since graduating from QuickBooks to NetSuite. That's why NetSuite is my top pick for businesses looking to take their financial management to the next level. And right now, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program. So graduating, I'm telling you, has never, ever been easier. What you want to do is head over to netsuite.com/Kim. Once again, that's netsuite.com/Kim, netsuite.com/Kim. All right, coming up in just a few minutes, this is really interesting to me. Yeah, you might be wondering, you know, if every time you saved a Wi-Fi network on your device, what happens to that data? What really happens? I think you're going to be fascinated by that. We're also going to tell you how you can know current traffic conditions before you hit the road. And also later on, a hidden privacy report to check with your phone. And Allie Seligman, our amazing content queen, is going to be on board with us to share some of her helpful tips and insights. And of course, we have all of your phone calls still to come here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital. It's 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And we're starting a new experiment here at the Kim Komando Show because I've heard from so many people over the years, like, you know, I don't have the nerve to get on national radio show, Kim, but I really want your answer to a particular question. So what we're going to do is we're going to pick a couple of emails every weekend to answer here on the show without you necessarily having to call in and wanting to call in or being able to call in. And so to drop me your question, just head over to komando.com. And in the right-hand corner, there's a link that says Email Kim. That's, again, Komando.com with a K, K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com, of course. And the right-hand corner, there's a link that says email Kim. All right, coming in just a few moments, what's going on with all these Wi-Fi network passwords that you've saved over the years? And how about we start with Scott in Oakland Park, Florida. Hi there, Scott.
How are you, Kim?
I'm great. What's going on in Oakland Park that I can lend a hand to?
I've got a contact management system I've used for years and years, but I just think maybe there's something better out there.
What are you using?
ACT.
You know, I used to use ACT.
I've heard you say that.
Yeah, I mean, I used to love ACT. I used to I had my world on ACT. And then they got sold, and then they changed it around, and then, I don't know, it just wasn't the same.
I paid for an upgrade and didn't install it for a year because it was working okay, and then they just abandoned it and said, oh, you got to get a new upgrade. And I'm like, yeah, you know what, maybe I need to get a new system. That's why I'm calling.
I need to get, yeah, I've had enough of you. I'm getting my ACT together because you don't have your ACT together. All right.
Yeah.
What do you use it for?
Really just calling, just reaching out emails, basically, just direct email marketing.
Okay.
And I don't send out a lot. I've got about 350 customers that I keep in contact with. And sometimes I have attachments. So ACT works for that because you can have an attachment for that and goes through Outlook. If I just do a mail merge through, at least I can't get it to work, a mail merge through like a Excel list, I can't get it to work to have an attachment.
And then when you're sending out these 300, you don't do it at once, right?
I try to. I try to do groups.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I try to do groups of 10, 20, 50.
Have you ever thought,
50.
Before I ask you this question, Do you call these people on a regular basis that you need to keep track of, or is this just strictly email?
No, I speak to them as well, and I do keep notes and
all right,
whatnot in there, and events sometimes for some of them.
Okay, well let's talk about the email, then we'll talk about the CRM. Okay, if you're sending out 300 emails at once, you don't really know who's opening them, right? I mean, you don't know if, unless the address bounces back, then you know that it's a bad email address.
Right.
And so what I'd like you to do is just try it. Just try it once. And I think once you try it, you'll be like, oh, okay, I get what Kim's talking about. Is that you want to use a service like MailChimp or Constant Contact. And so what happens is that you're going to export out of ACT. You can export all your email addresses for your clients.
Right.
And you can also export first name, last name, whatever it may be. And then so this way in the subject, it'll say, Scott, comma, here's a new deal for you or whatever it may be. And then you can say, hey, Scott, blah, blah, blah. Okay. But then they also have these templates. And the templates are made so that this way we know that they work on desktop, Android, smartphone, iPhone, Huawei, whatever it may be. And so yeah, they're responsive. But in addition to that, you get reports at the end that says, hey, Kim opened up the email and she opened it twice. And as a matter of fact, she clicked the link. And so maybe you ought to call Kim because it sounds like she's interested. Okay. So you get a lot of intel there that you don't get just by sending out mass emails. And it doesn't cost you anything unless you hit like 10,000 folks. It's free. On the bottom, it says brought to you by MailChimp, like whatever. Okay. But you get tremendous email marketing statistics. I mean, we send out like 20 million emails a month, not through them. We have to use our own servers. But that's the other thing, too, is that you're not put on a spammers list, okay? Because send email, then all of a sudden now you're on a spammer list. Okay, so try look at Constant Contact. That's what I use for my sister. We use MailChimp here for some of our direct marketing to some of our advertising agencies. But either one's good. As far as with ACT, what we're using for CRM is a program called HubSpot, HubSpot. It's free. It has some premium features. We tried Salesforce. It was way too much money and way too much overkill. Okay, so with all of our affiliate stations, we're using HubSpot as the CRM. It does have some email integration, but I want you to really move your email off of that platform that you're using now and really use a program that's made for email marketing. And I'm telling you, once you see these stats, you're going to be like, wow, this is super cool. This is really great. And again, you're not going to worry about somebody putting your IP address on a spammers list, because that's really hard to get out of that. Scott, thank you so much for your call. If you need any other help, let me know, because, hey, this is one thing I really know a lot about in running a business for all these years. All right, let's talk about LinkedIn Jobs. Helps you find the people that you want to interview faster and for free. Create a free job post in minutes to reach your network and beyond. Post your job for free today, but you have to go to this address, linkedin.com/Kim. Terms and conditions apply. That's linkedin.com/Kim. Still to come, we have more of your phone calls, Wi-Fi password tips, and more here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, if you ever want to go back in time, this is really interesting. Whether you're on Windows or Mac, you can see every single wireless network you've ever connected to along with the network's password. I mean, on my Wi-Fi list, I found airport terminals, friends' homes, a reminder that I should have left a bad Yelp review at a horrible Italian restaurant. I should have done that. Now, this tech trick is super handy for when you want to use a wireless network that you didn't connect to automatically and you totally forgot the password. Now, heads up, you do need a bit of digging around, but once you find the list, you'll always know how to get back to it. So let's start with a Mac. The easiest way is just search for keychain access, and then you're going to go into passwords, get the Wi-Fi network, and you'll see the password. Again, that's in your keychain access. Now, if you're in Windows, of course, it's not as straightforward. Nothing is straightforward in Windows. But you have to go to the network and sharing center, go to connections, and then nosy around. Just look around until you find wireless properties. Either way, every Wi-Fi network that you ever connected to is just right there for the taking. All right. Joining us right now is Allie Seligman. She's our amazing content queen over at Komando.com. And Allie and I were chatting this past week about, oh, it was so sad, Al, wasn't it?
So sad.
Internet Explorer.
Single tear. You know, I'm a positive person. I hope for the best. And I don't really, you know, like to celebrate the demise of anything. But this is one we have been waiting a long time for.
27 years, right?
27 years. Let's take a little flashback. So it came out in 1995. That was the year Apollo 13 came out. Okay. That was the year that Michael Jordan came out of retirement, said, you know what? I'd rather be the world's best basketball player than a pretty mediocre baseball player. Okay.
Good move. Yes.
Also the year Steph Curry, speaking of basketball, just won his fourth NBA championship this week. He was 7.
Oh, my God. That kind of does, you know what? That's like years before Ian was born.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, when you start thinking back, like 1995.
Right.
Yeah.
It almost doesn't sound that long ago, but it was a long time ago, 27 years. Of course, when we talk about Internet Explorer and the history, I have to mention the antitrust lawsuit. The government sued Microsoft. That was back in 2001 because, yeah, it came packaged with Windows, but you couldn't uninstall it. You couldn't change your default. And thanks to all that, now that's why we can use whatever browser on our computers, our phones, our tablets, whatever we want. So maybe you loved Internet Explorer, maybe you hated it, but this definitely is the end of an era.
Yes, it is. But, you know, they're keeping us on edge.
That's a professional segue. Thank you. So if you are still using Internet Explorer, one, why? And two, please stop. Really, you shouldn't use it anymore. It's just downright dangerous. My preference, really, I know Chrome is the big one. My preference is Edge on a PC and Safari on a Mac. I just think they work better. They use less of your computer's resources.
You know, and I have this talk with Barry all the time, okay? Because, like, he is just bent on using Firefox. I mean, loves Firefox, loves it. But I'm like, and then he'll say, like, oh, this doesn't work or that doesn't work. Okay, and I'm like, you just need to use Safari. Okay, just make life easier. It's made to work with your Apple. Just do that.
Yeah, they do just work really nicely. Another good option if you really are security focused, which Firefox is, Brave is also a good one. But yeah, those standards that are really meant to work with your computer, those are the best.
But, you know, also Chrome is Chrome is the number one browser right now.
Oh, far and away. And that is, you know, really what took over. Once Internet Explorer started to lose its hold, Chrome stepped right in. You know, it was really like 2002, 2003. That's when Internet Explorer peaked. Everyone was using it because we couldn't get away from it and everybody had a Windows computer. But yeah, it's been quite a long time now. Chrome is the big hitter.
And so that's retired. What else has been retired?
That is a great question. Yeah. So when we're talking about things like programs, services, devices, once they stop getting security updates, they're just dangerous to use for lots of reasons. You know, if there's a new vulnerability, it's not going to get patched. So I've got three things that you really need to say goodbye to. First up, the Amazon Echo. No, not all of them, but the first generation Echo. There was actually a new study. So there's a consumer company called Witch, and one of the things they do is try to hack into devices and see how safe they are. So we're talking about the old one, the first gen, kind of those tall cylindrical Echoes. They came in black and white.
Was that from 2014?
I believe it was, yeah. It's yeah, pretty old. I actually have one in my house, which is unplugged, thank goodness, because these are vulnerable to an old security exploit that was fixed in all the other models. This one, no. They actually found the same thing with an older model of the Google Nest Hello video doorbell. They were able to stop recording remotely on those. So if you have an old Nest doorbell, get rid of it. That's a little scary.
And because if they could stop recording,
they could break into your house and you wouldn't see
them. Into your house and you'd be like, I don't know why I didn't get a notification. Oh. Everything looks good to me.
How strange, right?
Right.
All right. Number two on my list, a very important one, your old cell phone. If it's not getting security updates anymore, it's not safe to use. There are too many people trying to break into phones. We'll start with iPhones. This fall, with the iOS 16 update, you're going to lose access to anything older than the iPhone 8. So if you're still using a Generation 1 SE, a 6S, a 6S Plus, a 7, a 7 Plus, I'm sorry. It's time to start shopping.
Who was, I'm just trying to think, somebody I was just talking to has an iPhone 4. I forget who that was. I think maybe it was.
You told me this story. Yeah.
I forget who that was, but I was like, what?
I'm honestly surprised it still can charge and have battery life.
Like, yes, it was nuts.
Things are a little, you know, murkier when it comes to Android because there are so many different manufacturers and companies that use Android. But generally, you're going to get 3 to 4 years of support. A few Google Pixels are on the chopping block soon, the 4 and the 4 XL. That's up in October. So again, time to start thinking about a new phone. No matter what kind of phone you have, here's an easy little trick to see, hey, how long is this thing supported? Or even worse, is this out of support? Just do a Google search. Type in your phone's model name with the word security support. You'll probably land on, you know, the manufacturer's website, and they'll let you know there how long your phone's going to be supported. And once it's done, please get a new phone.
Time to get a new phone. Yes.
All right. The last thing on my list is a security risk, but this is more on the physical security side. Now, a little insider secret here. If you were watching with us in the Commando community, you know that I took a big deep dive into surge protectors and outlet extenders.
Oh my gosh, you did. You did a huge dive.
I sure did, which is going to be coming out as a tip this week. So yes. Make sure you get our tips newsletter.
Because the operative sentence that will always stick is we don't want your house to burn down.
Seriously, these things can cause.
No, this is serious. This is serious.
Yeah, they can cause a lot of fires. They cause damage, even death and, you know, injury. So this is serious stuff. I'm not going to go into all that detail. You'll have to sign up for our tip newsletter to see that. But I will say, if you have any of those old metal surge protectors or outlet extenders, you know the ones I'm talking about, they look, we'll say vintage.
Yes.
If you have any that has a coax connection, these are old and you should stop using them. Also, if you have any that have one of those little burned out, you know, outlets on them, please do not just move to the next one. You need to get rid of the whole thing because there's some internal damage. A good rule of thumb is about every 5 years. Might seem wasteful, but better safe than sorry, right? Nobody wants a fire.
You know, I've noticed we've been getting a lot of calls about Chromebooks. That, I mean, it seems like over the last couple of shows that we've had different people saying, you know, it's a Dell Chromebook that is suddenly expired. I mean, and you know, a lot of people don't realize that the Chromebook comes with an end of life.
It does indeed, which is really nice. And you should check this before you buy one. We're actually going to have another story on Commando.com that's all about this. And we're going to show you how to check based on the model that you're looking at, how much life it has. It's a little tricky. Google says Chromebooks get about 8 years of support. But the trick is that's from the time the very first one of that model was manufactured. So
not when you got it.
Exactly.
Right?
So if it's years old, you could end up with one that's, you know, only got a couple years left.
And so end of life means no more updates.
No more security updates, no more patches, any of that stuff. One more thing, and good call, Kim. We are going to have that on the site. We also have information on routers you shouldn't use anymore, security cameras, Kindles even, old laptops, things that just put you in danger. But I do want to close this circle. We started with Microsoft, so let's end with it. Windows 10. Maybe you're wondering, okay, Windows 11 is out now. Does that mean that I'm going to have to get rid of 10 anytime soon? Good news. If you don't want to upgrade, or maybe you're like me and your PC can't handle the Windows 11 upgrade.
Right, yes.
Windows 10 is going to be supported through 2025.
All
right. So
you've
got a good long while with that. Of course, different story for Windows 7. I know that some of you are still using it because you don't like change, and you really shouldn't. Support was up for that in 2020, so please, I'm begging you, update.
I'm telling you right now, Allie, there is some guy who's looking at his phone or the radio or the TV or the screen, whatever it may be, and he's saying, yeah, but, you know, I'm still using Windows XP, and it works for me, and I love Windows XP.
Allie Seligman, you can't get me to update. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
You should update, sir, please.
Yes, it's going to be. Oh, you know, we're going to get the email, I guarantee you.
Bring it.
Okay. As a matter of fact, why don't you just bring on the email, okay? So if you're using Windows XP, just let us know so that this way we can make fun of you properly instead of just, you know, through this screen.
Yes,
so,
we will call you out by
name. I love Windows. Yes, I love Windows XP. I use it. I love it. They do. I'm telling you, they do. All right. So we've got a lot of exciting things happening at Commando.com. So if you're not already getting our tips, newsletters, make sure that you do. Head over to Commando.com/subscribe. And Allie, once again, thanks for joining us and great job as always. All right. It's time now for a wonderful tip. And this week it's brought to you by iDrive. Get this. A public school district in New Jersey had to go back to the basics recently when a ransomware attack crippled the district's computer system. Wow. Final exams were canceled. Could you imagine these kids? I mean, no more snow days, ransomware days. That's right. The teachers found themselves dusting off old overhead projectors. Just imagine student records permanently lost. Having a reliable backup of important data is so important. I've used and recommended iDrive's cloud backup service for so many years, and for good reason. It's easy to use. It's affordable. It includes generous backup space, so you just have plenty of room. And iDrive can be used to back up all your devices, your PCs, your Macs, your servers, your smartphones, and more. And what's wonderful, it does it all into one account. And with iDrive snapshots, you can roll your data back in case of an attack to a previous state. It's a great feature to have in this fight, this constant fight against ransomware. Plans start at less than $7 a month. And use my name, Kim, at checkout. You'll get 90% off of the first year. Just go to iDrive.com. Use my name, Kim. Once again, that's iDrive.com. And you want to be sure to use promo code Kim. All right. I just used this the other day. I needed to get from, L.A. to LAX. And I looked and it said, well, it would be 25 minutes. And I'm like, I wonder what it would be at 9:30. So I went and I said, well, if we leave at 9:30, how long would it be? It'd be 45 minutes. Well, that was because of traffic. And so what happens is that Google will actually estimate how long it's going to take based on previous traffic conditions. So, you know, if you look at traffic, how long it's going to take at 9 a.m., 15, 20 minutes is a lot different than 45 minutes. And you don't want to be sitting there, you know, in traffic because gas is so expensive. And it's just, you don't want to miss a flight or anything like that. So actually, whether you're using Apple Maps or Google Maps, there is a secret. Both will predict pretty accurately what traffic you're going to hit at a future time, at a future date. And if you're using Apple Maps, here's how you do it. You select your destination, tap on Leave Now, and from there, you can select a date and time that you want to leave by or arrive. So if you need to get to LAX by 10:15 or whatever it may be. On Google Maps, you search for directions, tap the three dots, and then you want to set depart or arrival time. They're going to show you how long the trip is going to take at that future date based on what traffic conditions are normally like at that time of day. It's really super sweet. All right, still to come, we have more of your phone calls. And then later on this hour, a hidden privacy report to check on your phone. And, of course, you have more of me, Kim Commando. This portion of the show has been brought to you by CarShield. When your car breaks down, you can count on CarShield to help save you from expensive repairs. I love CarShield. I've used it myself. Go to carshield.com/Kim or call 800-391-8888 to save 10% on your plan. That's carshield.com or call 800-391-8888 to save 10% on your plan. All right, back to the phones we go with Joseph in Naples, Florida. Hello there, Joseph.
Hello, Kim. How are you today?
I'm fantastic now that you called me.
Well, listen, I've got a small problem that I would like to alleviate, and okay. I know that you're the person that's going to give me the straight answer.
All right.
I travel. Ooh,
pressure's
a lot.
On. Okay.
There you go. I travel a lot. I am the company safety officer for a large lumber company.
Wow,
and
okay.
I travel between 24 stores all the way from the Florida Keys up to New Jersey. Now, whenever I'm traveling, if I get a phone call, normally I get one of the newer cars. And if I get a phone call, it's not a problem. I can answer the phone call. But if I'm asked a specific question that I keep on all my brains, I've got to pull over to the side of the road, take out my phone, and hook it up with a hotspot, and then hook it up to my laptop. Well, the problem is, as soon as it hooks up to the laptop, number one, it says not a secure connection.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing it does is it starts to slow down. Is there anything out there that I can get that would help me maintain speed? I know it's not going to be as fast as it is in my house or at one
right.
of the locations, but I can
so,
probably.
Yeah. So what's happening is as you're traveling around, you're probably going like from 4G to 3G to 5G. You know, so you're getting different
uh-huh.
connections, right?
Correct.
And so what we need is to have a reliable, steady signal so that this way, if you do need to pull over because you need to look something up or reference a report or whatever it may be, is that you have that data there. The data that you're saving, the data that you're referring to, is it already on your laptop or is it in the cloud?
Well, that's it. It's in the cloud, most of it. But there's a lot of things that I've got that is my own data that I
okay.
maintain on the hard drive.
Okay, well, that's easy. Okay, then we can get to that. But it's in the cloud. That's when it's causing an issue because it's mm-hmm. needing to connect and download the data. Okay, there's a company called WeBoost. And I normally like to recommend like three different products, but this is a product that actually works. Okay. It's a cell phone signal booster and it's a cradle mount. So what you're going to do is you're going to put your phone in the rental car in this cradle mount and it will boost the signal. Okay. As well as charge it at the same time. And it also has a magnetic roof antenna. So if you do pull over and it's still not enough, you just pop that antenna on the top of the rental car. It does work, and it works on all the carriers. It's 5G, and as I mentioned, it does a rapid charge at the same time, so you're getting kind of a twofer. It's not cheap, but it's not expensive, if that makes sense. It's about $200, and it's called WeBoost Drive Sleek, WeBoost Drive Sleek. And what I'll do is I'll post a link to this, Joseph, inside the Commando community. So if you go to commando.com/community, in the Q&A forum on the left-hand side, there's going to be some links to things that I talk about here on the show, some direct product links, and I'll put them there for you. And safe driving. And make sure that you get the Kim Commando podcast. You can listen to me up and down the coast all the time. All right. That might be a little much, but it'd be fun. And thank you for your call. Still to come, the hidden privacy report to check out on your phone here on the Kim Commando show. Okay, there are like millions of apps in the Apple and App Store. And you might not know this, but on your iPhone, there's a hidden feature called the App Privacy Report. It shows you how often apps access your data, what kind of data, whether it's your camera, your mic, your location, contacts, and more. But you have to turn it on. And so what you want to do is just do a search for App Privacy Report and turn it on. The Android version, not as polished, but they call it the Privacy Dashboard. Once again, the Privacy Dashboard or the App Privacy Report. Definitely worth checking out on any smartphone. Hey, thanks for joining us. And don't forget, 24/7, you can always find me on our website. That's commando.com, KONA Android.com.